So are you ready to go a little deeper into the river?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. That's what I was thinking.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Ghost. It takes all three. Praise God. Of the Trinity, you know, that's quite a deep topic. We could like, wow, the Trinity. But three in one, three persons in one. God, the originator of all, the source of all power, the one who came up with the plan. Hallelujah. Sent Jesus the Son into the earth, God in the flesh, to show us who God was and how a man empowered by the Holy Spirit could live in the earth. Praise God. And then the Holy Spirit, He's the one that's been in the earth doing the work. I call them, He's the executive arm of the Godhead. He's the one that once God says it, once Jesus purchased it, made it available, the Holy Spirit is the one that helps us get it. Come on, He's the one that makes things happen. The Lord spoke a word, let there be, and the Holy Spirit of God moved upon it and caused it to be. Praise God, we got to know God the Father. We got to know Jesus the Son. And we have to know the Holy Ghost. Praise God. He is a person. He is real. He is scriptural. He is alive today, working today. He is our helper in the earth. God is seated on the throne. Praise God. Jesus is right next to Him. They're overseeing it all, making sure it all comes to pass. But the Holy Ghost is here. Hallelujah. He's in me. He's in you. He's on us. He's with us. He's filling this place today with the very essence of God Himself. He is all that God is. He is holy. He is supernatural. He is powerful. He is the revealer. He is the demonstrator. Hallelujah. He's the one that knows the glory of God and makes it all available to us. Praise God. I'm glad it's Holy Ghost month. Hallelujah. You know, we got an instruction from the Lord, and so we just decided to go with it. That's pretty good advice, right? Just go with what the Lord said. So we're focusing some on the Holy Spirit of God. You know, all throughout the Bible, we see so many supernatural and spiritual things. We see signs, wonders, miracles, some very, very spectacular, some not so spectacular. Sometimes the working of the Spirit is outward. It's something that we can see. Sometimes it's inward. Sometimes it's invisible. You know, Jesus came that we could receive Him and be saved. But when we call upon the Lord, it's the Holy Spirit that comes in us and makes our spirit alive, recreates us, renews us. The Bible says that it is as we behold Jesus that we become more like Him, that we're changed more and more into His image from glory to glory. It says, by the Spirit. It's the Spirit's work upon us. It's the Spirit's works within us. And all throughout the Bible, we see the Holy Spirit guiding people, leading people, moving in the midst of God's people. All this that we can see because, again, He is the revealer. He is the one that manifests God, the kingdom of God. He is the one that demonstrates all of God's goodness and God's power and God's glory in the earth. And we as Spirit-filled people, we need to know of all this. And the word really, if you study out the word know in the Bible, it doesn't just mean comprehend, but it means to fully comprehend and experience. So when I say that we are to know all of the Holy Spirit, all the things of the Holy Spirit, we're not only to comprehend them with our mind and only just read about them and say, wow, look at that. We are to experience them, fully partake of Him. Fully participate. And that's one thing we got to remember in this whole thing is that God is partnering with us. He's partnering with us every day of our life. Here today in the service, He's partnering with us. He's looking and He's saying, who's going to participate? Come on, who's going to partake? Who's going to be open to receive? Who's going to flow with me, move with me? Who's going to do that? I'm going to do that. Come on, we're going to do that. Again, Kenneth E. Hagin made this statement. He said that the world or unbelievers have to be taught to receive Jesus Because Jesus is the beginning of everything that is God, everything that is the kingdom. But then he said this, that the church or believers have to be taught to receive the Holy Spirit. And not just one time, receiving is continual. It's an ongoing process. Listen, just because you haven't yet received something or experienced something of the Holy Spirit doesn't mean you shouldn't or you can't or you won't. Wanda just had, Wanda, raise your hand, Wanda. Oh yeah, Wanda's been around for a while. We've known Wanda for a while, but about two Sundays ago, come on, we had a women's meeting where the Holy Ghost was moving and flowing, and we saw a whole nother side of Wanda and the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. She was running, she was shaking, she was vibrating, she was trying to talk, and her words were all like this, just slurred around from being full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It's never too late. It's never too early to get something else of the Holy Ghost. And listen, just because you have experienced someone, well, you know, I had that time where the Holy Ghost came on me and I took off running, glory to God. Well, you ought not just run one time. You know, when we get something of the Word of God, we're to partake of that, receive that, and then continue on in that. It's like you don't get a revelation one time and say, okay, now I'm going to set that aside and just go do something else. You stay with that, right? And you add on all the other things to it. Come on, this is what a Spirit-filled church does. This is what Spirit-filled people do. And so again, just because you've done it once or received it once or experienced it once doesn't mean you can't or shouldn't do it again. And sometimes you have to purpose. Come on, you can get a little crusty. Come on, I'm going to tell it like it is. You can get a little stale. You can get a little reserved. You can get a little, I think that's for the other people. As long as you've got the tag, Holy Spirit, that I'm a Spirit-filled person. Come on, we got to be living in the realities of what it is to be filled with the Spirit individually. Come on, getting a good run around your house or a good shouting session around your house is good. It's necessary. But it's also good in the sanctuary. And I think that's why God was telling us we're going to just make October Holy Ghost month. So that we can experience together. Sometimes it's fun to experience it together. You know, it's good to go on vacation, see some things, experience some things, but it's better with people. Really, what you remember years down the road is you remember the people that were with you, really, rather than just what you saw. Hallelujah. And so we're making room for the Holy Ghost today. We got to make sure that we don't miss out on anything. That those of us that have seen some things and known some things, well, we're to pass that on. We always say it's faith from generation to generation. We got faith for all generations, right? Well, we got the Holy Ghost for all generations. We got to be teaching, preaching, demonstrating the Holy Ghost for all generations, for those that are new in the things of the Spirit and those that are seasoned in the things of the Holy Spirit never gets old. He never gets boring. Hallelujah. If we stop demonstrating Him, if we get too refined, if we get too intellectual, come on, if we get too dignified, if we get to thinking that we know it all or we've seen it all or we've done it all, really what we lose out on is us now being the vessel of God. And listen, this stuff is way too supernatural. It's way too powerful. It's way too holy for us to not go there. So sometimes you just got to say, I'm going there. Or I'm going there. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, I'm going there. We got to go there. It's fun to go there. I want to go there. So I'm going to give a little recap, you know, again from a couple weeks ago, and pastors have been preaching on it, but there are many aspects of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit works or when He moves, He does so in very many different ways. We need to know them all, embrace them all, be okay with all of them. He moves through various administrations like teaching and preaching. He moves through various works where He's actually working something. He can work in a healing. He can work in a deliverance. He moves by gifts of the Spirit where we might see discerning of spirits. We might know that angels are present. We might know that someone is dealing with an evil spirit. He deals with prophecy. He deals with gifts of faith. He also comes with manifestations of sights and sounds and phenomena. I remember one time I was in a meeting and it was a Holy Ghost meeting. Actually, it was Brother Mark Hankins' meeting many, many, many years ago. I'm so glad that even when I experienced this back in 1999, that Brother Mark is still flowing and rolling in the Holy Ghost. But in that meeting I was there, he was ministering, and all of a sudden, the Spirit of God began to manifest like waves. And I'm not kidding you. You were standing on a hard surface in your seat, but it's like the waves of God. It's like literally like I was in the ocean, and I felt like I was riding wave. And the more we went, the bigger the waves got. And the more I rode the waves, the fuller of God I got. And the easier it got to just go with the way. That's a phenomena. To be standing on a solid surface in a building and feel like you're in an ocean that's now like, whoa, whoa. That's a manifestation of the Spirit of God. I still like that. I still remember that. I still know those things can happen in the midst of God's people for those who are hungry. The Holy Spirit also works with various expressions. And this is one of the things that we've been talking about, or at least I've been kind of focused on, is that the expressions, all of the expressions of the Holy Spirit, the way He expresses Himself, and He expresses Himself on people and through people. You know, things like shouting and laughing and running. We saw Elijah ran in 1 Kings chapter 18, ran so fast that he outran the chariots. We see singing by Miriam. We see dancing by David in 2 Samuel chapter 6. We saw some falling down. You know, a lot of people don't like falling down. They just have something about falling down. They think people are shoving them. And really, most of the time, it's not at all that anybody's shoving them. We see it in the Bible. Ezekiel fell down. There was a time when none of the priests, a whole group of priests, couldn't even stand in the temple, because the presence of the Lord was so strong. We see Paul, when he encountered Jesus on the road, it said he fell down. We see Daniel in chapter 10, where he lost all of his body strength. I mean, just feeling like sometimes like you're spent before the Lord. We see where Isaiah was undone by the Spirit so much that he didn't know what to say. Hallelujah. These are things of God, the weeping of Jeremiah. We see in Acts chapter 2, now maybe I'm not going to get into it. I'm not sure that the Sunday crowd is ready for it. Because originally I was going to preach on Acts chapter 2 and just have a drinking service. See, only like half of you. I'm going to say it again and see if we can get the other half to say. Acts chapter 2, just having a drinking service. So Wednesday night, this Wednesday, I'm coming for a drink. We're going to be serving a good drink of the Holy Ghost on Wednesday night in detail. Hallelujah. But we see this in the Bible where they actually got a drink of the Holy Spirit. I mean, to the point where they were actually in kind of what we would call a spiritual intoxication. Come on. It's the Bible says that we're to be filled with God. Not just a little measure of God, not just a little sprinkle of God, but be filled with God. And sometimes when we're filled with God, we just like, I got full. And it actually says in Acts chapter 2 that to the other people, it looked like they were drunk with wine, but it wasn't like wine of the world. We don't need that fake substance. We got some so much better than wine of the world. We got new wine. We got Holy Ghost wine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And there are many more expressions. We did see some shouting in the Old Testament. We saw some shaking of things in the Old and the New Testament. Praise God. There is still a lot of laughing going on today. Strange sights and sounds. But what I want you to know is that nothing of the Holy Ghost has passed away. If somebody is telling you that something of the Holy Ghost, even tongues, has passed away, they are ignorant of spiritual things. The Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1, don't be ignorant of spiritual things. That means that people can be ignorant of spiritual things. Nothing of the Holy Spirit has passed away. All of these are still happening. Praise God. And they're happening when? Today. Literally, they're happening today, but today, hallelujah, today we can run, today we can shout. At any time, you can run or shout. You don't have to wait for just the perfect moment. There might be something. I remember Pastor Chaz and I were in a meeting one time, and I do think a lot of stuff was going on, but I don't really remember what all was going on with everybody, but we were believing God for something. This actually had to do when we were wanting to purchase the new land, and we were raising money. You know, when I prayed a lot of prayers, I'd shouted a lot of things. I'd done everything I knew to do at the instruction of the Holy Ghost when He said do it. But I was sitting in that meeting all of a sudden. Oh, you know, having a good time in the Holy Ghost. But I heard the Holy Ghost say, run for the rest of the money. Run for the rest of the money. And listen, it didn't matter to me whether anybody else was running or not running. Because the Holy Ghost said run. Sometimes the Holy Ghost will tell you. Sometimes you just get a little something. You know, just like a little urge. Just like, it might be good to do this. You don't always have to know why. I happen to know why. And I want y'all to know that within, I think it was about 6 weeks, certainly within 2 months, the rest of that money all came in. Actually, one person walked in the office and said, how much money do you need? And wrote a check for $360,000+. Hey! Yeah, remember, the Holy Ghost is the executive arm of the Godhead. And He knows how to get us over into something. And sometimes it takes us getting outside of our normal thing of what we're just doing. Yes, we got to pray. We got to pray a lot. But sometimes it takes more than just praying. Sometimes it takes something us cooperating with, getting with the Holy Ghost. And so y'all remember that the Lord had told me years ago that if the church wants to live in revival, I believe we can live in revival, have revival type stuff all the time, all at our house, at work, in the assembly. But certainly if we want to experience revival or the fullness of the Spirit-filled life, we're going to have to embrace all of the expressions of the Holy Ghost. So you can't like just getting drunk in the Spirit. No. It goes further than that. You'll get unbalanced. But you can't like just, okay, I'm pretty good at shouting. I can lift my fists in the air and I can shout some. You can't just be good at shouting. Next time you start shouting, well, just go ahead and start dancing around a little bit. Give yourself up. We got to open ourselves up to all the expressions of the Spirit. And if we're going to do that as a people and as a church, we have to be mindful of a couple of things. Remember? Now, a couple weeks ago, I talked about the first thing we have to be mindful of is the traditions of men. Don't get stuck to your traditions. Don't get stuck to, I like it done this way. I want to come in. I want to do that. You know, I'm setting my routine. Because the Holy Spirit, He does like order. He can deal with structure. But there's times He just wants to be, Like there's times He wants to interrupt. Because He wants to see, are we sensitive to Him? Are we willing to let Him have His way? Hallelujah. The second thing I talked about at that time was that we got to get rid of ourself. Amen. Our self-preferences, our self-motives, our self-likes and dislikes, our need to be in control, our need to be dignified, what might somebody think of me? Inhibitions will stop the flow of God. It'll stop the move of God. We've got to be free, really free, just free. There's a freedom in Christ. He is called the Spirit of Liberty. That means we got to be free, and that's in every area. It's not just be free of our sins and our bondages, yes. But once we come out of that, it's like, be free to let God be God. Be free to move with Him. Today I want to talk about the third category. If we're going to really fully embrace the Spirit of God, it's yielding and responding. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, yielding and responding. We have to learn and be willing to yield and respond to the Spirit of God. Let me give you this definition. To yield means, now listen, we're talking about yielding to the Holy Ghost. And this is where it is a partnership. This is so important that we understand this, because we're partnering with the Lord, and He's only going to do what we're going to allow Him to do. But you remember, He is God, and He knows some things that we don't know. He knew that particular service that I needed to run. So we have to learn to yield to the Holy Ghost so that we can work with Him in whatever capacity to bring about all the things of God. To yield means to give up or give yourself over to. Did you hear that? To give up. Stop thinking, no, what is this? No, I don't want, and that's what? What does it mean? What's it going, To give up or give yourself over to. It means to give something up or give way to a demand of some sort. It means to make yourself available. To make yourself available to the Holy Spirit. I want to be a Holy Spirit person. I want to be one that can express fully the Holy Spirit of God. It means to open yourself up with an open hand to receive from another. It means to open up like, come on, God, give it to me. Come on, Holy Spirit, I'm going to take it. Whatever it is. Not what we think we need. This is what we do. We think we know what we need. We don't always know what we need. And we certainly don't know how to get over into it. But the Holy Ghost does. Hallelujah. We've got to yield to the Spirit of God. Allow Him to exert His influence over us and over our lives. We really need to be living under the influence of the Holy Spirit. In every service that we come, we need to be under the influence of the Holy Spirit, more in tune with the Holy Spirit, and open and available and ready to receive, to respond to whatever Holy Spirit. Being under the influence means it's the power or the capacity to have an effect on or shape the character, development, or behavior of someone. The Holy Spirit wants to be within you and upon you so as to influence your character and your behavior. That this will help you sometimes when you're out somewhere and a temptation comes. Oh, no. On the inside, I'm under the influence of the Holy Spirit. I'm not going there. Hallelujah. It also will help you in the assembly sometimes, because really we need to be under the influence where He has an influence upon us, spirit, soul, and body. God is a Trinity, the three in one. Man is made up of three, spirit, soul, and body. We need to be under the influence of the Holy Spirit. In our spirit, absolutely. We need to be living full of the Spirit, having our spirit governed by the Holy Spirit. We need to let our soul be under the influence of the Holy Spirit. That includes our emotions. We don't have to get depressed. We don't have to get bent out of shape. Even when someone passes away, we don't have to get into grief. Because we're governed by the Holy Ghost in our soul and our body. Be free in our body to just do whatever the Holy Spirit, just do whatever the Holy Spirit wants to. Just do whatever the Holy Spirit wants to do. Yielding. Smith Wigglesworth, how many of you have heard of Smith? Smith and Wigglesworth raised 23 people from the dead. 14 of those documented by doctors. I would say that he knew something about the power of God. And the power of God in the earth today comes through the Spirit of God. So we could say that he knows something about the Holy Spirit. It was asked of Smith Wigglesworth. They said, how did you get into the power that you operate in? How did that come about? And he said this in relation to the Holy Ghost. He said, I kept yielding and yielding and yielding and yielding. See, remember again, this is a process. We don't get it all. We don't get to the end of it. This is a process of receiving and yielding to the Holy Ghost. He got into miracle working, raising from the dead power by yielding to the Spirit of God. Why? Because then the Spirit of God knew that he could have some influence upon him. You see, what we want is we would really rather say, I want a very sensitive ear to the Holy Spirit. I want to be able to hear when God speaks to me. Yes, we want that. But sometimes you're yielding to him in other capacities. Well, help him know that he can talk to you and that you will listen, that you will obey. So yielding is a very important aspect. And so once we say, I'm going to yield, and we start working, being open to yielding, giving ourselves over, then we have to respond. Sometimes an altar call might come, and we yield to the altar call and think, that's me, and I'm going to go forward. But then when we step up here, when we don't respond to what comes, we don't respond when the laying of hand comes. The Lord waits on us to respond. He actually waits upon us, and we have to be taught to respond. I'm going to give you some scriptures. I'm not going to read them today, but I want you to write these down so that you can understand this, because God is working with us in our response. He's wanting us to respond. Samuel was taught by Eli to respond in 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. Isaiah was called of the Lord, but the Lord asked him a question, and he waited on Isaiah to respond. Isaiah chapter 6, verses 8 through 9. An angel of the Lord appeared to Mary, telling her something, but before it could be done, the angel was waiting on her to respond appropriately to the Lord, that we see in Luke chapter 1, verse 26 through 38. Paul responded when he met Jesus on the road. The Lord was asking him some things and waiting on Paul to connect and say, yes, Lord. Acts chapter 9, verses 3 through 6. Ananias responded when the Lord called his name. The Lord actually told him to go do something, and he didn't want to do it. But the Lord was waiting on him to say, yes, I will, Lord. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 9, verses 10 through 17. And so there's something about us being able to yield and respond to the Lord, to the Holy Spirit. We might say it's the voice of the Lord, and it comes, but it's the Holy Spirit that's bringing that. So what does it mean to respond? Well, the best response, the best way I can describe very easily response is to look at the first miracle of Jesus that we see in John chapter 2, where Jesus turned the water into wine. Y'all remember that? They had run out of wine for the wedding, and Jesus, his mother was there. It seemed like she was kind of the wedding coordinator. She was making everything happen. And she went to Jesus and she said, hey, Jesus, we need more wine. And before Jesus could really just, she turned to the servants and she said, whatever he says, do it. Amen. What did she do? She was telling them to respond. Whatever he says, go ahead and do it. And they did. They responded to what Jesus said without questions, without hesitation. So what happened is Mary set the stage for a miracle by telling them to respond. Just respond. Whatever he says, respond. I say that's good advice today. I'd say that advice would still work today. Whatever Jesus says, whatever the Lord says, whatever the Spirit of God says, just go ahead and do it. Whatever the Holy Ghost wants you to do, whenever He wants you to do it, however He wants you to do it, whatever He wants you to do, whatever He tells you, whatever He prompts you, nudges you, whatever He leads you to do, just go ahead and do it. Don't think about it. Don't think, is it the right time? Don't think, do I know why I'm doing it? Don't think, what is it going to look like? Just go ahead and do it. I've had some great breakthroughs with God, just going ahead and doing the very thing in the moment, responding to whatever I felt the Spirit of God was saying. And again, this is not where He's going to speak a sentence to you. Sometimes it's just a move to do something. I've had meetings before at one particular church. They just love the Holy Spirit. And I go there usually about once every year. And I just love to go there because they love the Holy Ghost. And so, I mean, it just doesn't take me just something like that. And they'll just jump up and they're all just. Whatever the Holy Ghost initiates, you have to go with it. Can we do that? Can we be free to go with it? We must develop in this and moving and flowing with the Holy Spirit. Remember, Brother Hagin said that if we don't teach it, demonstrate, that it might be lost. It might be lost to generations. It might be lost to the American church who wants to sit in their chair and just hear a good message. Sometimes, with these things of the Spirit, they're uncomfortable because they're unknown. I remember many years ago when I was a believer sitting in my chair in my first church where I was attending and serving and loving God with everything I had. And I remember the first time I was sitting there and I think maybe we were kind of in a moment where we were worshiping the Lord in a way. Maybe we were coming out of the music or something, and it felt like it would have been appropriate, but I sensed something like this bubbling up, like I needed to stand up and say something. But I had never done that before. I was not sure that I was willing, I don't know, to stand up and prophesy in front of a crowd of people. I didn't know what I was going to say. I didn't have a full sentence. I didn't have a bunch of the words. I just had a sense to stand up and say something. And I was like sitting in my chair. I don't know how long it went on. I mean, it felt like it was going on forever because I was so uncomfortable with this expression or this way of the working of the Holy Spirit and making me do it. I'm like, let somebody else. But boy, it just got so big on me. And actually the moment went by and our pastor got up and he started giving the sermon, but it was still like on me. Like, I got to do this. And I finally, I just yielded and responded. And I jumped up and I said, excuse me, Pastor. At this time, it was probably not the right time or the right moment, but I knew I had something, and I had to let it out. I had to get it out. I had to just go with it. And so I said, excuse me, Pastor, and thank God the pastor, I don't know if he knew it was the Lord or if he just loved me enough to let me, I don't know. But he said, go ahead, and I just went, and it just came up. Prophecy just came out. But I had to yield. I had to respond to that moment so that I didn't miss out. I remember there was a time I was in Lima, Peru, and I was ministering. It was the first time I was at this church. It was a female apostle. She had like 8 branches of her church, a huge church. And we were ministering to me and a friend of mine, ministering to the leaders. And their leader group was like 700 to 800 people. And the place was packed that night. And we just got into something, my friend and I, of the Lord. And we began prophesying, calling people out and prophesying to them, all leaders. And all of a sudden, the apostle got up out of her chair. And we had been to lunch with them that day. I'd been to lunch with her secretary. And she brought her secretary down and put her secretary in front of me to prophesy to her. And so, well, thank God something of the Spirit of the Lord came and I prophesied to her. And at the end, as I prophesied, I didn't even touch her. She went out in the Spirit of God. She fell down on the floor. And I remember, and I usually, that's the Holy Ghost. Now the Holy Ghost is working. I don't need to do anything. I'll go on and move on to some. But I felt of the Lord. I just had a no. I didn't hear a sentence. It wasn't like the Lord said, do this. While I was there, I felt to not move. Then I felt to lean over And so what am I doing? I'm just yielding as I sense something. Church, it's just in a, sometimes it's just a sense. It's just a nudge. It's just the slightest inkling to do something. I leaned over, and as I leaned over, I punched her in the stomach. Boom. And I thought to myself, oh my gosh, I just punched the apostle's secretary in the stomach for what seems to be no apparent reason. And my eyes got about like this, and I didn't even want to look at the apostle. I was just hoping maybe she wasn't looking. Maybe she had diverted her attentions, and I just stepped over and just went on. And the whole time I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I punched the apostle's secretary. I punched the apostle's secretary. Oh. I was thinking, well, I better make the most of this because I will probably never be invited back. So the next night we're at the meeting, and she got up and was talking about, you know, something and said, would anybody like to testify from last night? And the apostle's secretary, I'm thinking. And she came up, and this is her testimony, that she had had a really bad pain that was up in the lower part of her back and ran all the way down her leg, very sharp shooting pain. She had been trying to hide it from the apostle. So when she was having trouble walking, when she would go into work, you know, she'd walk real slow. She was trying to hide it so that she could get it fixed without the apostle knowing. I don't know why she didn't want her to know, but regardless, she had been at the doctors. The doctors couldn't find the source of the problem. They couldn't find why it was. They'd given her medication. The medication wasn't working. And so she came up that night. She said when she walked up, she was walking very gingerly, very tenderly with the apostle, stood in front of me, received the word of the Lord. Because sometimes that'll open you up. Amen. Don't chop yourself off from your blessing by thinking, I don't need this or I don't. No, no, no. She received the word of the Lord, went down, and then she said, and then the prophet punched me in the stomach. And when she did, I'm thinking, Lord, 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 please let it be something good. She said, when she punched me in the stomach, all of my pain stopped. And she said, I got up off the floor, totally healed. That's the work of the Holy Ghost. But see, it didn't come to me sitting in a sentence. Now, Joni, I want you to go get her, lay hands on her, rebuke the pain. It didn't come like that. It came just in me yielding, just in me responding to what I felt was being initiated by the Holy Spirit. There are sometimes that the Spirit of God can get so thick in the atmosphere, and I'm thinking to myself, what are people waiting on? What are people waiting on? Acts chapter 10, Cornelius, while they were preaching to him, the Holy Spirit fell, and they were speaking in tongues. We just have to go with what the Holy Ghost initiates. Learn to yield. Acknowledge him. And sometimes it's more than just saying, yes, Lord. Sometimes the yes, Lord isn't enough. He wants to see that he can exert his influence upon your life, spirit, soul, and body. Sometimes we do need to kneel. Sometimes we need to shout. Responding is what's going to, many times our blessing, our miracle depends on us being able to respond to the Spirit in that measure at that time. Just like whatever. I don't understand it, Lord, but I'm going with it. I just feel like I need to get. Have you ever sat in your seat and just, if you haven't felt this way, you're not hungry enough. Because there's sometimes I sit in my seat and I'm like, I just like, man, I feel like I got to stand up or I got to shout or I got to something. It's just like, let the Spirit of God get big on the inside of us. Let him fill us up to where we feel like we're overflowing and have to let something out, do something. Amen. We've got to be open, ready, and willing. This is so tied to the other one of getting rid of yourself. Hallelujah. But we got to jump in with our whole heart, be able to cooperate. We want to be a people, of course, individually, and a church, of course, that can go with the ways of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to show y'all a couple of clips today. Are you ready? No, I'm not going to show you the whole thing, but I'm going to show you some clips that will help you. I think that these people, can you go ahead and cue A and B? These people right here, they were just ready. They were just willing. just to go with it. Now, these clips are going to be of Brother Kenneth E. Hagin. We knew him, of him. We were sat under his ministry, very familiar with him. He's in heaven now. But these things are still happening today. They're still happening in the earth today. And sometimes just to see them and recognize them. And while they're queuing that up, I'll say this. I had a great question that someone asked me last week, because last week we had the Holy Ghost. Some people were kind of yielding to the Holy Ghost, and some were laughing and things. And Karina just slid right out of her chair and out onto the floor. And she was kind of under the influence and laughing and just having a grand old time. And somebody asked me, they said, when I look at them and I want to laugh, but is that laughing at them? No. You don't want to mock and make fun of, but to laugh with them, because what happens when you start laughing with them, you're opening yourself up. That's the ministry of the Spirit. See, when the Spirit comes, He comes in different measures. He might be moving upon one where like they're so drunk, they're like sliding out of the chair and on the floor. But another's just laughing. Another's just, you know, shouting, praising God. It's different measures of the Holy Ghost. So sometimes opening yourself up means you got to go ahead and participate by just laughing. Go with it. Be excited that they're experiencing the Holy Spirit. Be excited that you're in the corporate assembly and seeing something of the Spirit of God. You ready? Go ahead. Turn it up. Hallelujah.
Might as well get in and enjoy it.
Expectancy come on in the atmosphere. Even for the ones that weren't falling yet or running out, they were in it. They were being blessed by it. They were enjoying what was going on in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I mean, even Brother Hagin, he was hopping over the people until he just went down on the ground. I remember one time, I might have told this, maybe I told it to the lady, but I was in a refined church. Kind of a little bit like y'all feel today. Did y'all pray in the Holy Ghost before you came? Are you waiting on me to do something? Because I really don't have to do anything. It's not me that does it. But I was in a refined church, and I recognized that the Lord kind of wanted to do some things like with this that they weren't like maybe real familiar with, or maybe they hadn't lost their dignity yet. And so I recognized that I was just going to have to go with it myself. And if I would just start going with it myself, and sure enough, the more I went with it, the more they kind of opened up. But I eventually, like Brother Hagin there, went down on the ground. He got so into it, he just went down on the ground. And I went out in the Spirit, and I was out for like 10 minutes. I don't know what happened for 10 minutes. Nobody knows what happened for 10 minutes. Because once I went out, we all went out. People were sliding down the walls, the ushers. Hallelujah. You got the next one ready? You know, when you yield, just all kinds of things. So it's such a blessing on the inside, just experiencing. You recognize this is not you in and of yourself. You're under the influence of something, someone, and someone who's greater than you. Hallelujah. Are you there? We're looking for 10. You're looking for your marker 10. Hallelujah. So drunk. He's drunk in the spirit.
Well, somebody has to.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost. Just responding to the Holy Ghost. Move. When are you going to do something you hadn't done before? Glory, ha, 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 ha. eyes. Just close your eyes. You're not looking around waiting on nothing. Ha 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 ha. Come on, just let the Spirit move on you. Ha 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 ha. Oh, ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Just get in. Just get in, girl. Just get in. Praise the Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Come on, just go with the Holy Ghost. Just go with the Holy Ghost. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Praise the Lord. Just go with it. The Holy Ghost. Ha ha. And you gotta be quick. You gotta be quick with it. Hallelujah. This is about us participating, getting in it with God, responding quickly. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Ha ha, ha ha. Ha ha, ha ha. You might at least like want to smile. Just. Oh. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Under the influence. Come on, under the influence. Oh, come on, under the influence. Ha 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 ha. Oh, ha. I'm gonna say something. You know, we've been taught that God is like real serious, and so when we get in the presence of the Lord, we think, you know, get quiet, close, bow your head, you know, sit real. We've been taught that that's what it is to reverence the Lord, and there's a measure of that. But listen, listen, reverence in the Lord is responding to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit can be joyful. He can be exuberant. He can be exciting. He can be in the run, the shout, the dance. Every bit as much as he's in the bowing your head. So you got to be eager, you know. I remember one time I was kind of really new to the Holy Ghost, but I was so like wanted the Holy Spirit. And I remember this guest preacher came to our church, and I didn't know them, but of course, because they were there, you know, the pastors I trusted. And I don't remember what she said, but I could tell at one point she's like looking, you know, and I'm thinking, the Lord's going to do, God wants to do something. And I'm sitting in my seat and I'm saying, pick me, Lord, pick me, pick me, Lord, pick me. And I still to this day don't know if she actually pointed at me or if I just wanted her to point at me. And I jumped up and I was sitting way on the side and I ran across the aisle. And when I got from about here to about where Denise sits out in her chair. She said to me, lift your hands. And I was still running as fast as I could. And she said, lift your hands. And I lifted my hands and she went like this. And I flew. See, God's looking for initiators. He's looking for those that are willing, those that want to go there, those that want to get something. Uh-huh. Yes, 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 yes. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And so this is what it is to be Spirit-filled people. This is what it is to be a Spirit-filled church. This is how we open the door. This is how we get ready. We come into church service. Come on, full of faith, full of expectancy. Here I am, Lord. Use me. Here I am, Holy Spirit. I'll go with it. This opens the door. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We come in all together. You look at your neighbor. Are you ready? I'm ready today. Something's going to happen today. We're going to get something in the Holy Ghost today. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Ha ha. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, there's a blessing in it. Come on, there's a blessing and experience in the Lord. There's a blessing in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Come on, every time I've been in a Spirit-filled meeting, I've been blessed by it. Hallelujah. Smith Wigglesworth said that Pentecostal people, that's us, come on. He said Pentecostal people aren't satisfied with non-Pentecostal meetings. Come on, we need to let the Spirit of the Lord move in our midst. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, when we yield to the Holy Ghost, He can reach right into our lives, reach right into our future. Make the dry well watered. Come on, make the dark light. Come on, make the crooked straight. Come on. He can make the low high in the high places. More than all you're praying and bowing your head and getting into your traditional things can do for hours or days or months. Just let the Holy Ghost be the Holy Ghost. Why don't you cue up that last clip? Now listen, Wednesday night I'm going to show like a whole little, we're going to do a whole little thing with some videos. And then we're just going to stop, pause it 1 second, and then we're just going to drink on Wednesday night. We're just going to get a good drink.
Of the Holy Ghost is not enough for me. Just one dose of the Holy Ghost is not enough for me. Oh, just one dose of the Holy Ghost, not enough for me. Just one dose is not enough for me.
Come on, everybody, get up. Hey, we want the Holy Ghost. Glory to God.
Thank you for joining us for the preaching of God's Word. We trust that your faith and your love for God is stronger than ever before. More information about Stevenson Ministries and Houston Faith Church is available online at houstonfaith.tv. Chaz and Joni Stevenson are the pastors of a dynamic, growing church in Houston, Texas, and have a New Testament vision of preaching the uncompromised Word of God with the power of the Holy Spirit, helping people get saved, and building strong Christians who can impact their world. Houston Faith Church is a place where the love of God is real, where lives are changed, and where followers of Jesus become fishers of men.